With the world still healing from a three-year-long global pandemic, the Delta Police Pipe Band is back representing the community overseas. The band was first invited to the Belfast International Tattoo in 2021, but the event was cancelled as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold around the world. The event was cancelled again in 2022, but the invitation remained open for 2023, which the band readily accepted. Since early March, the band has been hard at work practicing and memorizing the tattoo setlist that comprises more than a dozen tunes. The Pipe Band will be representing Canada alongside the Calgary Police Pipe Band, while they in turn will be joined by other pipe bands from Ireland, Scotland and New Zealand. The show's program also features military bands, dance teams, and acrobat troops from equally far-flung corners of the globe. According to Pipe's Sergeant Corey Tillier, organizing the 41 members and auxiliary personnel for an international trip presents a substantial challenge. Band trips like this are not an easy undertaking or for the faint of heart, Tillier said. It is a lot of work to get everyone playing and looking their best and travel to another country representing the city of Delta and the Delta Police in our best light possible. Tillier added that while challenging, the overall results are more than worthwhile. International trips, such as the Belfast Tattoo, gives us, the community and the Delta Police international recognition, she said. It gives the band a goal to work towards and goals make us a better band overall. Tillier is most excited to get to know other bands and share in the camaraderie formed in working together to create a great show for all those watching. Another challenge posed to the band for big international trips such as this one is finding the funds to make it possible in the first place. As a volunteer organization, our biggest challenge is always funding when we travel to international destinations, added Mo Call, one of the band's drum majors and bagpipers. We have overcome the funding challenge through community support from our supporters attending our annual Robbie Burns dinner and band concerts. The band has also received financial support through the City of Delta, the Delta Police Foundation, and the Delta Community Foundation. I would like to say a huge thank you to members of our community, along with our sincere gratitude to the organizations who have supported us in funding, Call said. We succeed in accomplishing our attendance to this event through the full support and assistance of our Commanding Officer Chief Constable Neil DeBoard of the Delta Police Department. Sharing in the theme of thanks, Tillier showed a deep appreciation for everyone who has come out to see the band in the group's many community events or parades. Serving and representing the City of Delta and the Delta Police is a large part of why we do what we do as a band, Tillier said. The Tattoo consists of three shows, one on Friday, September 1 and two more the following day. Updates and pictures of the shows can be found on the DPPB's Facebook and Twitter feeds.